there are a lot of elements to today's celebration, and I'm afraid I can't keep them all straight, but let me try to at least offer a few reflections. And perhaps they're all connected to what Jesus speaks about in today's gospel, this experience of a little while. He's talking about his passion and death, which is going to take place in just a few minutes. And he's speaking this at the Last Supper, so in a little while he's going to be arrested in the garden. A little while meaning maybe an hour or two from the time he says these words. And then there's a little while in which he will suffer and die. He'll be dead within 24 hours. Then a little while, another, 36 hours, he'll rise again. And that won't seem like a little while to Jesus or to the disciples on a human level. It will seem like an endless period of agony. This brings up the distinction between experiential time and clock time, or what the Greeks call kairos and chronos. Experiential time is when is what we actually experience of the movement of time. Some days are longer than others. Some hours are longer than others. Some hours seem to go by in a second. But on the clock, it's all the same. So I say this idea of a little while can help us understand this, the many things that are part of this day. In a little while, I'm going to be leaving and going to the Chrism Mass. So that's part of what's distracting me. I haven't been to a Chrism Mass in a couple of years because there wasn't one last year, and this year's was already delayed. So that's what I have in mind, in a little while. Today is the 40th day since the resurrection. So in the tradition of the church, today is the Feast of the Ascension. Here in the Philippines, Ascension is celebrated this upcoming Sunday. In a little while, we'll celebrate the Ascension. Not today, so I won't be speaking about the Ascension. Usually, I prefer to keep with the 40-day tradition. But this year, it's an advantage to us that Ascension is transferred to Sunday because it gives us the opportunity to celebrate Our Lady of Fatima, which is May 13, happens to be today. So if we were celebrating the Ascension, we wouldn't be celebrating Our Lady of Fatima. So there's a certain advantage. Actually, it's a win-win situation. We get one or the other. Now, Fatima is a little village in Portugal, but Fatima is also the name of the daughter of Muhammad. And today is a feast for the people who follow Islam, the Muslims. I'm not sure I could pronounce this properly, Eid al-Fitr today. So it's the celebration of the end of Ramadan, or the fiesta that comes after Ramadan. It starts officially when they see the moon after the new moon. So and they're very strict about this. The Muslims do not schedule this officially until they see the moon. So even though everybody knows it's going to be today because the moon's cycle is very regular, but they don't follow clock time, they follow experiential time. It has to be seeing the moon. So it's we could respect that emphasis on the experience, not on the cycle of the moon itself. So Fatima. Now, the hard thing is, it's okay for the Muslims to say they'll wait until they see the moon, but everybody else, since this is a national holiday, has to know when the holiday is and has to be declared. You can't wait around until this morning or last night and find out if it's today or tomorrow. So it's on the calendar already. But it's not official until it's declared. So that's the feast day today. Now I'll add one more. Actually, there's a lot of things that happen on May 13th. Today is the 40th anniversary of the attempted assassination of St. John Paul II. That was 1981, May 13th. Today is also the third anniversary of the death of a member of our community. Shirley died on May 13th, 3 years ago. So we who live in time, we do mark anniversaries, and that's clock time. May 13th, whether we like it or not, that's clock time, that's calendar time. But our experience of these events, maybe you remember the assassination or attempted assassination of John Paul. If you were following church affairs at the time, it was quite a shock. I'll throw one more thing in here. This morning, I was jolted awake. I don't know what happened, but it was exactly 4:17. I went from a deep sleep to absolutely awake. I looked at the clock, it was 4:17. I even thought, was it an earthquake? What was it? What happened? What awakened me? I don't know, but I know it was 4:17. And the thought that popped into my head was, and I don't know why this was in my mind, or maybe I was dreaming about it, Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Which is part of the litany, all the litanies, but I was thinking of the litany of St. Joseph, since we're in the year of St. Joseph. And last night, I was looking up the relationship between St. Joseph and Our Lady of Fatima. You know, Joseph appeared on the last day when Our Lady of Fatima appeared, St. Joseph also appeared. So I was reflecting on that. And then last night, somebody texted me about the changes in the litany of St. Joseph. There's some additional invocations. And I said, it's complicated. It hasn't been translated officially into English yet. So all these things in my mind, and then 4:17, Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. So I was wondering, what does that mean? And then you think I would have gotten up because I was wide awake. I fell asleep. At exactly 4:22, I woke up again, very sudden, like a jolt of electricity. And I remember it because I looked at the clock. I said, wow, exactly 5 minutes passed since this happened to me last time. And the second time, I didn't have anything in my mind about Joseph or about litanies. I probably just was wondering why I kept waking up. Okay, now since today's the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, I'd like to focus on the little while since that world-shaking event. It's over 100 years now, but in the history of the church, that's not very long. And the message of Our Lady of Fatima is so relevant. I mean, it's more important now than it was in 1917. Call to conversion, call to the rosary, call to pray for peace, turn away from sin. Saint Joseph appeared to the three shepherd children on October 13th. Now, today's the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, but we remember the whole event, the different appearances. And on October 13th was the miracle of the sun. And while the 70,000 people were seeing the sun move around erratically, and they were terrified by this phenomenon, the children were seeing these apparitions of Our Lady and of Saint Joseph and of Jesus. Strange combination. What they saw was Mary, Joseph, and Joseph was holding the child Jesus, and Joseph and the child were blessing the world. What the people saw was what they thought was the end of the world. The chaos that would happen if the sun were to fall out of the sky. Now, the sun did not fall out of the sky. That was not clock time. That was not an event that could be measured by the astronomers. That was an experience of the crowds. That's what they saw. And there were many, many witnesses. There's no doubt that they saw it. But there's also no doubt that it didn't happen cosmologically. It was an experience. The sun, if the sun were to ever move even a little bit, if the distance between the sun and the earth were to change even a little bit, it would be an absolute disaster for the whole world. So that didn't happen. Now, I was reading this little pamphlet, St. Joseph, Fatima, and Fatherhood. And his reflection is, the author's reflection is, that the blessing of St. Joseph and Jesus on that October 13th was an expression of the Father's blessing of the world, a peaceful, orderly, calm, beautiful blessing. The experience of the sun being shaken out of the sky, according to this interpretation, was a sign of what happens when we don't respect the fatherhood of God, when we reject the place of God in the world. It's like rejecting the sun. It's an absolute disaster to not honor God the Father. And Saint Joseph is the shadow of God the Father. He represents the fatherhood of God. So here in this year of Saint Joseph, and on this feast of Our Lady of Fatima, we're being reminded of the fatherhood of God. God is our Father. God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. The Son came into the world through a woman, Our Lady. We call her Our Lady of Fatima today. He entered into time in order to save time, in order to make it possible for us who are in time to transcend the slavery to earthly things. And Saint Joseph, who lived by faith and who knew the fatherhood of God, is praying for us, especially this year. So with all these ideas, let us entrust the little while of our life here, the little while of this day, the little while of our life on earth, let us entrust ourselves to God. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. We entrust ourselves to the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima and of Saint Joseph.